Welcome to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. Today, I have Faith Kelly with me in the studio. I want to say I'm so sorry again for how hot it is in here.
That's okay. No worries. We've got the jumper on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't control the temperature or the weather, but you can control the fact you're wearing a hoodie.
I've tried to mix match it because it's raining outside, but it's still technically hot. I thought shorts, hoodie, but it's kind of still not that because I am sweating. But
I just don't want to get in trouble for, you know, making you and unborn child very warm.
She's fine.
So for those people that don't necessarily know who you are, mm-hmm. if you want to give a little bit of an introduction to yourself.
Yeah, so those who probably do know me, obviously it will probably be off of TikTok or as Ethan's girlfriend, otherwise known as. But yeah, I mean, that is the biggest social platform. If you don't know, then get to know.
If you don't know already, you need to go and look up Faith on TikTok.
Exactly.
But so I know you've mentioned TikTok and being Ethan's girlfriend, but mm-hmm. you didn't mention Dress to Impress.
No, we didn't.
Why is that? How did you end up on a dating show?
Well, they DM'd me on Instagram. I'd just come out of a long-term on and off relationship, very broken relationship, but on and off. But it had ended and they DM'd me. So I thought, do you know what? Like, I'm bored at this point. Let's go out, have some fun. Like, what could go wrong? I didn't know that I was going to have a social media following over the next 2-3 years and the clips would come back and bite me in the bum.
But, to be fair, what better way to stick it to your ex-boyfriend than ending up on TV?
Yeah.
On a dating show.
I don't even know if he's seen it. Do you know when you block for the last time?
Oh,
so
right.
I don't know what he's seen and what he's not.
Well, he definitely sees you on social media now.
No idea.
So, you know, I Google all of my guests, which mm-hmm. is probably like the weirdest thing to say to somebody like, oh, yeah. I Google you. But when I do Google you, mm-hmm. it mainly is Ethan,
yeah.
Ethan's girlfriend, mm-hmm. Ethan's baby mama.
That's the one.
I can imagine how frustrating it is because you were your own businesswoman mm-hmm. on TikTok, your own creator. So like, how does that feel to just be like branded as Ethan's girlfriend?
Do you know what? I feel like people get confused where you make your money on TikTok because people assume I have 30p in the bank, right? And obviously I get how it looks because I am at home all the time. Like when I am on TikTok, I probably am at home. So a lot of the comments are like, does she even work? Like, do you ever get off TikTok? And I'm like, I'm literally making money now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think people seem to get confused and think it's the creators fund that pays me, which people know is very, very low. And it's like 17p for like a million views. I think that's where they get the misconception of what I earn. But obviously, the management behind sources, the promos, and then not all promos are obvious, like the sound promos. Like I could literally just be using a TikTok sound and you wouldn't know how much I've got paid for that, but you just think I'm uploading a video. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because when I was looking at your TikTok channel, it's like quite a lot of fitness and beauty stuff. And mm-hmm. like everyone knows in this industry that if you have a fitness or beauty creator, they do make money from collaborations with other brands and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So this is the thing, but because Ethan makes more money, a lot more than what I would ever probably be able to make, people assume everything gets funded through him and I don't make anything, which is wrong. But it is what it is. I'm not going to start screenshotting my bank and improve it. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to say like, oh, who covered this bill when we was out? Who covered that one? So it's no one's business.
No, it's not. And I think that's the thing with a partnership. Like, as long as you are both in agreement mm-hmm. to like how things are funded, how things work, like what the split of work is,
yeah.
then like that's not anyone else's business.
Well, this is the thing. Like, he takes care of the higher bills and I'll take care of the more manageable lower bills. That's just how it is. But then people forget in most common law relationships, there will possibly be one partner who earns more and who earns less. And I'm going to stick my dad in it here. Sorry, Dad. But my dad is a house husband and my mum makes all the money. But then people would just assume is the man makes the money.
Because
you know what
man.
I mean? But I don't know. I think it's really common for the person who makes more to care for more. So you're not putting your other partner in a position where they're going to end up in debt. Because that will only affect them anyway, won't it?
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know. I think people just need to realise how common it is for the one to be earning more to
kind of take a bit more on.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, it's
if
not
it was
you.
The, exactly. If it was the other way around, I'd be doing the exact same thing. So
yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, off camera briefly before we started rolling, we were talking about how you and Ethan met, or how you started dating. And you said that it came through like as a follow, cheeky slide into the DMs, how most modern relationships work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, every person I've ever spoken to that didn't kind of come up in the public eye with a partner, like as in people leaving in relationships from Love Island, they always say they would never date a man who is in the public eye, or blue tick boys is what we call them.
Yeah.
Because of like attention and things like that. So like, how do you manage kind of that? Because the Sidemen are big names online.
Well, like I've said many a times, like on social media, I didn't know who the Sidemen was, right? So he's literally just a guy with a blue tick, right? Like I said before, when we were speaking about it, like, he followed me, but nothing happened. Like, no one slid into anyone's DMs. I didn't slide into his because he's got a blue tick. He followed me. And then a week later, I mugged him off on socials, and then he put a laughing face in my DMs. And that's how it went. But I don't know, because I didn't know who they were, when I eventually met him and we went out, that's when people start asking for pictures and things like that. But it's like, I don't know, it's fine. Like, I feel like everyone's got their job at the end of the day, and that is his job. So I now need to adapt to him, you know? Yeah. I can't be mad that girls are coming up to him asking for pictures, wanting videos, screaming, like whatever. It's now not my place. That's his job. That's what comes with his job. So you either accept it or you don't be with this person.
But is there an element where this is his job kind of crosses the line? So, you know, I've said to you that I grew up watching Sidemen before they became Sidemen, and like, they're well known for their like Tinder videos. And I think you know where I'm going to go with this, right? So obviously there was one particular Sidemen Tinder video where...
Remind me?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you hadn't already forgotten, I'm going to bring it back up again. But there was one particular Sidemen Tinder video where an adult actress had sat on Ethan's lap during the video. You know, I've seen a lot of other people's opinions on it, but actually I've not seen very much from you on how you feel about the subject, and considering it's your boyfriend and your relationship.
Well, obviously people on socials, I'll take their take first before my own. A lot of the comments were saying, obviously Faith's not actually mad about this, like she gets to like choose what goes out and what doesn't. I get no say.
No.
I said to Ethan when he told me about what happened in LA, he said that she went to sit on him, but the boys pulled him away. And I was like, okay, like a little bit annoying, but whatever. So in my head, I'm thinking, she didn't do it. Like, it was an almost, which is like, fair fuck, do you know what I mean? And then he got home and said, oh, I've got the clip, do you want to see it? And I saw it, and she did sit on him, and I was like...
So have you like ever sat down and had like that conversation about where lines do get crossed up until that moment?
Yeah, of course. So Ethan is 100% loyal, right? And I know he's made himself look like an idiot, but he is a really good boy. He's loyal. He's just an idiot. Like, he was, I don't know, it's hard to kind of explain without making him sound like bad or make me come across bad at the same time. Obviously, he knows it shouldn't have been done. He regretted it as soon as it happened, but he thought it was going to be a classic Tinder line of, like, because obviously it's like porno, isn't it? Like, help, I'm stuck. Like, that's the kind of vibe. But he thought she was just going to go, what? Like, no.
Because like, first when he said it, I didn't really get it. And this is the thing about having boyfriends in the public eye as opposed to having girlfriends in the public eye, is that I find that maybe like fangirls are a bit more pushy or forward than fanboys are. So like, how I've looked at my DMs versus male islanders, for example, are very, very different. And I don't know if that's like, because your relationship is so in the public eye and so on blast, and because you are pregnant, how amplified is your relationship? Like, how much pressure does it add to your relationship?
So thing is, obviously, again, everyone's like, oh, this clip obviously happened ages ago. Like, they filmed this like 2-3 weeks ago. Faith's obviously over it by now. And I'm like, okay, so obviously I have been a bit annoyed for a couple of weeks, but then I'd been dreading the date that gets released. Because like I said, I get no say in what goes out. I said to Ethan, I said, can this, your bit, be cut out? Because it's embarrassing for me.
Yeah, that's, of course.
I wasn't mad, upset. I was embarrassed because I immediately knew how people were going to view that. And obviously, it's just like, he's the only one expecting a child, you know, things like that. So it's like, don't do that, you know? It's one of them. Like, can you cut it? No, we can't, because obviously the segments were recorded in LA. They can't go and change it. They can't make it happen again. They can't just exclude him from one. So I was like, okay. As soon as it went up, DMs, videos on TikTok, like all saying that, like, oh, Faith, I wouldn't be having this if I was you. Like, really getting involved in our relationships. And then I had people calling him like a cheater, and like girls in my DMs saying, oh, don't worry, like my man cheated on me too. And I'm just like, what do you, like, genuinely, what do you think you're doing with my emotions right now?
Yeah, you know? Of course.
So yeah, it wasn't nice, but it happened. And about 3 days after the video was released, I ended up having a panic attack about it, 'cause I got a really nasty DM. 'Cause obviously me and Mia started like back and forthing with videos, which is obviously fine. I don't think anything overly bad was said either way. But one of them was really nasty and kind of dragged in how I was going to be as a mother if I can't accept what Ethan does for work. But I'm a bit confused, because when has he ever had like a female actress sit on his lap in a mukbang?
Yeah,
that's not what he does for work. That's what she does for work.
Yeah, of course.
You know? But yeah, no, I ended up having a panic attack, and Ethan came running upstairs. He was like, what is going on? And I was just like, I've literally had enough. I was like, don't want to do any of these socials anymore. Like, having like an 8-month-old baby in your belly and then not being able to breathe, it's literally the scariest thing ever. But still to this day, I still get messages about it.
So I can imagine, like, being on the receiving end of a lot of messages is hard enough as it is. Obviously, when you are pregnant, it's not just your physical well-being you have to look out for. And because Sidemen are so big and have like a massive cult following, I can imagine that draws in a lot of unwanted online attention.
Do you know what it is? It's everyone can never look bad. So Ethan can't look bad, which is fine. Obviously, I don't want him to look bad, but it's always hate towards me. So Mia, like, there shouldn't be any hate towards her. She's just doing what she's got to do. So all the hate comes back to me purely just for being Ethan's girlfriend, when I've not done anything to be involved in that. I just personally hadn't liked that boundary being stepped over, which I think is fair enough, you know?
I do think that's fair. And I think it's really important in relationships to have those boundaries in place. Otherwise, how are you going to have healthy relationships? And I think, you know, one thing I did hear about as well is that when you first announced, or like went public or on social media about your relationship with Ethan, that you were on the receiving end of quite violent messages as well.
I've not had nice messages the whole way through, and I thought, oh, like, by this point it's been over a year, whatever, it'll die down. No, if anything, they've just got worse. So unfortunately, there was a Side Plus clip that come out. So we was pregnant at the time, but nobody knew about it. So literally no one, not even their editors. And I think it was like JJ, Simon and someone else. I can't remember, but there was like, oh, when do you think the Sidemen will like start slowing down? Like, and then there was like, oh, probably when one of us has like a kid or a baby. And then the editors, obviously, again, it's not their fault, because I didn't know, they put in really emotional music over the clip, and then they put the end of the Sidemen is near in like red bold letters. And I said to Ethan, you need to get that taken down now, because as soon as people find out we're pregnant, I'm just going to get the blame for being the end of the Sidemen, when that wasn't what was technically said. It's just how it was put out, this little snippet of the clip, you know?
Like clickbait.
Yeah, but they won't see it as clickbait. They'll see end of the Sidemen, someone has a kid. So ever since I've been pregnant, all I've got is, you're ruining the Sidemen, you're the reason the Sidemen has ended. I've had messages saying, hope your baby dies, hope you die in childbirth so this doesn't happen again. Like, I've had awful messages.
That's really like upsetting, quite disgusting to hear. And it's weird that people only see the Sidemen and Ethan as online characters as opposed to actual people, because eventually at some point they will, like, you know, half of them are engaged, right?
And but this is the thing, that they are nearly all 30-year-old men. Ethan's like in the middle point somewhere, you know? A lot of them are older than Ethan. At what point do they slow down, you know? I feel like they've kept going quite a long time. But the thing is, nothing's been said that they're going to stop or that they're slowing down. I've now been pregnant 8 months and their content hasn't changed.
Yeah, of course.
So it's weird that it's still being said, saying that you're ruining the Sidemen when literally nothing has changed in how they work or what they do.
It's a weird thing as well. And I think people forget that, okay, social media, especially at their level, can be very full on. Mm. But because of how flexible it is and you are your own boss, you can move things around and manage things a lot easier. And it's really weird because I feel like if there were female Sidemen, side women,
side girls,
yeah, literally, and one of them got pregnant, I don't ever feel like the male partner would get abuse or anywhere near the same level of abuse that you've been on the receiving end of.
I don't know why. I feel like I've been right in, I don't know, they've just not stopped. But I feel like I get it more than the others get it.
Is it because you're new? And like, whereas like, for example, Talia's kind of like been in their relationship for the
I would say so, yeah. But then I think because she was kind of online first anyway.
Okay.
I feel like that helped, whereas I'm seen as a gold digger, things like that, because I wasn't
famous before.
Yeah.
But I think it's really strange because I'm still trying to piece like things you said to me off camera as well about your relationship, which to me seems perfectly normal. And as long as like both parties are happy and it's consensual and like you've agreed on specific things, it's weird to me that as a woman that you're on the backlash, but then if you were earning more, you would also be on the backlash.
Yeah.
Like there's, do you ever see a point in your relationship where you can win with the public?
No. I feel like it will always be, I'm not good enough for him because I don't tick their boxes.
And I think it's one thing that really, I've been trying to like understand it while we're having this conversation about how people are bringing your unborn child into the conversation. And do you ever like, are you ever concerned what's going to happen with her as she gets older, because she will be born into the public eye and have so many people watching her childhood?
Well, this is the thing. It's the conversation of, do you put your baby online or not? But this is the problem me and Ethan have, is people don't respect our privacy. So when we first started dating, we had every intention to keep it under the wraps, keep it quiet. I didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. But the Sidemen fans, obviously, like I say, I had some followers before, so some knew me, some knew Ethan. All you got to have is one person that knows Ethan and me. That's all it took. I had green nails. My horse trod on Ethan's toe and broke his toe. And my bedding was a white and black spotty bedding at the time. All his Instagram story had in was my nails holding his toe just so it could see it for the camera. You know, he's got wonky toes. I'm going to see it if you just film it straight. So I was literally just holding his toe. You could see a tiny bit of my bedding and a green nail. And someone realised he followed me. Oh, and it blew up online. Literally within like 10 minutes, there was TikToks about it. And they all, by the next morning, had millions of views, like confirmed dating, circled videos. The videos are literally still on YouTube going, Bazinga's girlfriend, confirmed. So we just think people won't respect our privacy. If they see us out, people will video. And I feel like that's going to be worse than if we just put her out anyway, you know, if that makes sense. But I think if we put her online and we're starting to get nasty comments, because you don't be nasty to someone that's not contributed anything to this world. She can't talk. Yeah. You can't bully a child, you know? She's not done anything. So I think that's where we'll see where the level of maturity lies. Can she be put online or can she not? Like, will people dig at a child or won't they, you know? Which
is
horrible.
You kind of want to control it yourself, don't you? And if you beat everyone else to it, then there's no, like, I want to say bounty, for lack of a better word. Like, there is no person out there trying to monetize your child.
Exactly, yeah.
And try and get there before everyone else. So I can imagine it's like a really hard territory to kind of like cross. Like, do you respect your privacy more, or do you worry about someone trying to make money off your child?
Exactly. Well, this is the thing. People say if we kept her off, and like we say, they saw us out, if they videoed it, they would just put it up just because they know they'd get views. You know, all you got to put is that, oh, like Bazinga and Face Baby, and it would just skyrocket.
Yeah,
because
actually I think that was like one of the, when I was Googling you, it comes up with like a list of questions, and like you and baby were like one of the most Googled things. And like, you know, you're only 22.
Yeah.
Does that worry you? Because like, you being a first-time mum is scary enough, as no matter what your age is.
Yeah.
Being a young first-time mum and in the public eye.
Yeah. and the fact that it's a very 50-50 ratio into who likes me and who doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, again, obviously I'm not bringing them down for this, but I feel like, say, if it was another side girl to be in this situation, I feel like they wouldn't have a problem putting their child online because they don't get the same sort of backlash that I do. Like I said, I don't know what it was before, but currently I feel like I'm very much the most hated side girl. Like, I don't know why I could go on a side, the side girls.
It makes it sound really bad.
We sound like
it?
A band, the side girls, but I've just got to see how people take it. But it's not nice. I think, like I say, I haven't had a panic attack since I was about 14.
Yeah.
Like, they do not come easy to me at all. Like you say, it's the pressure of a new time mum. Am I going to be good at it? Will I be able to do it? Will I need Ethan more than what I think I will? You know, because he's got 4 weeks paternity, which is great, really, because they only get 2 weeks, don't they, normally?
Yeah, normally.
So I think they've given him 4 weeks paternity, which is good. But, and then it is me and baby, you know?
Yeah.
Because he'll have to go back to work and things like that. But
do you ever feel lonely because none of the other Sidemen girlfriends have experienced what you've experienced? Then there's nobody to kind of like guide you and help you through it after being through it themselves?
No, I wouldn't put that on them specifically. Like I say, I know that I am a young mum. So no one is really, that I know, has been in my situation. So if anything, I don't know, there's no one really that I can talk to other than my parents or whatever, because they're the only ones that I know that have had babies.
Yeah,
you
of
know?
Course.
But I don't know. I feel like it's just because we're the first. The rest will follow.
I think. I'm sure.
They'll soon follow.
The engagements are coming in like dominoes, aren't
exactly,
they? So
exactly.
Once one of you has a baby, they're all going to start
exactly,
having babies.
Exactly, this is the thing. And people have said that as well, like, oh, they're not even married. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't control that camera.
Oh, it's also 2022.
This is what I mean. Like, my mum said that, like, when we first announced the baby, she was like, but you're not engaged. And I was like, well, it's also not the 1960s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's on our agenda. We've just done it in the wrong orders, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, everybody's...
You can do what you want.
Order is
yeah,
different
exactly.
of what you want in life. And, like, you know, whether your baby is planned or unplanned, as long mm-hmm. as you're happy in the
With
position
the decision,
you're in.
It's exactly.
not anybody else's business. Because, like, when you think about it, both of your careers aren't traditional.
Yeah.
So what's the point of being traditional for tradition's sake instead of actually what you want at the time? And quite a lot of people nowadays want to have their own children involved in their wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, flower girl, for sure.
You've already
pegged
that.
She's got the job.
That's what we're training her for. The moment she's out of the womb, how to be a flower girl. So another one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is that obviously I've seen you on Instagram and you're doing your Q&As and things. And a lot of the common themes that I see is about how you will be as a mum. And mm-hmm. I know that's like a really hard topic to talk about openly. But I think one of the questions that I think I found annoying, mm-hmm. and I can't imagine what it was like for you to be on the receiving end, but it was the automatic assumption that because Ethan's successful, that you will automatically stop working. You will be just in his shadow and not work and like all of those kinds of questions. So like how... What do you say to those kinds of people that automatically just assume that you're going to be
Well, I think the same as everyone life's goes, just because you have a baby, you don't stop your life, you know? When you have a baby, you very much adapt it to what you do. So like I've said, like I'll give the management a heads up, you know? Like when I have the baby, someone's got a holder on the side. You know, like I'm not just going to immediately stop. That's not how it works. I'm not going to get my penny on and start making them a cake for every time he comes home and enters the door. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not how it works anymore. Like, I get that's how it used to work, but both parents can work now. And why would you not want both parents to work and have an income? I know he's more than takes care of both of us, all of us, whatever, but why would you then... I don't know. I think people have a problem with me and the assumption that I'm living off of his money to then expecting me to live off his money. You know,
and you just can't win, basically.
Yeah, no, I can't win because now it's, well, I should be home taking care of the baby while he's at work, which obviously I will be doing. It will just be coming to work with me, so to say.
How have you found like this industry and management when it comes to having a child? Because actually, I don't think I know anyone in this industry who has a baby.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking that on the train here. I was like, I'm so lucky to have actually signed to a new management being pregnant. You know, because
yes,
if you think about a normal job, they don't usually take on pregnant women, do they? Because they expect maternity leave and things like that. And obviously the risk of them having another child, them wanting more maternity leave. So I feel like it was nice, you know, like the respect and that want to have me with them. I don't know, it just makes you want to work hard.
Were you ever nervous about signing to a new management because of reasons like that?
Do you know what? It didn't actually cross my mind. Only after it happened, I was like, but no.
Because I guess
like I say, it's like it's still me as a person. She's just going to then be an addition to me. It's like bringing your dog to work.
Yeah, I guess if you're like, just add baby into the content creating. But I mean, like for me, I kind of wanted to like gauge a little bit more about what your long-term career goals, and because I don't want to sit here and just talk about you being a girlfriend and a mum, because you know you've probably had it to the back teeth. Like I want to know a bit more about your long-term career goals, and you know, as a working mum, how do you see that working and what your plans are?
Well, I think we've got some things in a pipeline, like we've said. Like me and Ethan would like to have like a TV show or whatever, or a little series that we can do. Is that, because where we live, it's nice. It's like a little farmland. So it's really cute. So you can make like a nice little, I don't know, like a little show of it. So to say, like, you know, like Billy and Sam, the Mummy Diaries, things that. Kind of like those, but like farm-ish versions, you know?
It's weird because I really could not imagine. I guess because you are like grew up in the countryside. I just couldn't imagine any of them being in the countryside.
Do you know what? It just gave me a good excuse to just bring home animals all the time. Because although we got the land for it, I'd be like, it's for the show. We need the 6 sheep, you know? But had I go and bought 6 sheep now, I think I'd get a bit told off.
Is that what you want to do like long term, like being on TV and do more TV work, or do you want to do more TikTok? Like what's the plan?
Gemma, I feel like TikTok's love and hate. I feel like because where I've not got a niche, so to say, like I've not, like some are just makeup, some are just comedy, you know, I've not really got anything. I just put anything up there. So sometimes I get a little bit like dry on content, or I've always used it as a personal account. So if I had 10 followers, 100 followers, to now a million, it would still be me just posting what I want to post. I don't really see myself as a creator or an influence, if that makes sense. Like I'm literally just using the app the same as everyone else is. So sometimes I get a little bit slow for content. So I would like to like branch out on other things like YouTube, things like that, but only to kind of stay relevant so I can keep working off of it. Not to get fame or like fame hunt, nothing like that, purely to still get my own income, because this has been the best income that I have ever had. And had I go back to another office job and quit what I'm doing, I would not be making the same money as what I do now. I wouldn't be able to help Ethan in the same ways or contribute in the same ways as I can. And just as a whole, this job has been best for me, like mental health wise, things like that. I don't know. I feel like I'm happiest doing what I'm doing now. So I'd like to just keep it up in the ways that I can.
I think one of the things as well that really is missing about you on the online is what you actually were doing before social media, or like what, if you didn't end up on social media, what would you have seen yourself doing and like those types of things?
So I actually started TikTok when I got let go at the beginning of COVID at my old job, and I was doing quantity surveying, and I was there for 4 years doing that, but I hated it. It was not me at all.
Sounds very dry.
Yeah. Oh, 100% dry. But no, it wasn't good. So I'm glad they paid me essentially to lead the company, because you know, I would have left for free, you know? So anyway, I did that. And then obviously COVID, being in COVID, couldn't really find any work. My mum owns a nursery. So I just downloaded TikTok, the same as everyone did in COVID, like everyone downloaded TikTok. So I was just kind of like not really on it to be anything, just using the app again, same as everyone else, whilst working for my mum at the nursery. So I worked for her for about a year and a half, I think. I loved that. I think if I wasn't in social media, I would definitely still be working in the nursery.
Just working with children instead of working with...
I mean, So yes, the kids can be a lot. Like you do go home for headache pretty much every day, right? They're just so nice. Like you can't have a bad day working with kids, because say if you get six that do your reading, you'll get that one that just says something that just makes your day. I don't know, they're just innocent, aren't they? You either love or hate kids, don't you? You're looking at me like, couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything worse. You're absolutely right, yeah.
But then you get all the school holidays. So for someone that doesn't like going to work, things like that, would like a holiday, you get a school break every 6 weeks. You get the 6 weeks holiday.
You're trying to sell it to me.
Nine till three.
Like, I'm going to leave all of a sudden to go work with children. So one of the things that I really did want to touch upon as well is that I just felt, I did see bits of your gender reveal like online, but I just don't feel like it got as much press as I had expected it to be. Do you want to talk us through your gender reveal? Because I felt like it was like quiet, but quite big as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was done at our house, so like in all of our fields, things like that. But yeah, it didn't get much press because there was no like press invited. You know, we wanted it as an intimate event, so we only had close friends and family. We didn't have anyone like, you know, we're kind of friends with, you know, like we wanted it like, what's the word? It begins with an R.
Immediate,
yeah, I think so. Because I'm thinking of intermediate, which is wrong. So, yeah, no, we only wanted immediate friends and family there and obviously to share the day with. But, yeah, I don't know.
Did you have your heart set on being a girl?
Yeah, so now she is a girl, I can say that. But because everyone beforehand was like, do you have a preference, like boy or girl? And you go, oh, no, like as long as it's healthy, baby, you know, I don't mind what it is. But you are kind of sitting on... You know, I kind of do want a girl a little bit. But I only wanted a girl more so than a boy because I've got three brothers and my cousins are boys. You know, I've come from a very male-dominated family anyway. So I just thought, oh, it'd be nice to have like a sister or something growing up. But no, so now I can have the mum and daughter relationship. But we have said going forward, we would like some boys.
I think so. It's probably quite nice for your mum in that sense to be a grandma to a daughter, well, granddaughter, and then you guys can like have that really nice bond and relationship. Yeah. Like, how did your parents kind of react to
my
you
mum
saying?
Thought I was going to have a boy the whole way through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So how it's done is, I don't know if I've got this the right way around, but the girls carry the X chromosome and the boys carry the X and the Y. So they choose the gender. So everyone thought, because I'm from a male family, that the baby would be a boy because the odds are just way higher to be a boy than a girl. But the dad picks the gender.
I did not know that.
So only the dad can choose. Obviously, can't choose. But
otherwise, I feel like he would have chosen to be a boy.
Only the dad shoots out boys or girls. Like we don't have the part that makes it a boy or a girl. So could be a whole family of girls.
Wow.
Whatever Ethan shoots.
That's a really weird image to have. You learn something new every day. It's like a biology podcast now. That's really interesting. And I bet it's really nice for you to have that mother-daughter relationship and be able to learn from your mum about your mother-daughter dynamic. Yeah. What do you think the biggest advice that she has given you so far would be?
Oh, God, she gives me a good luck, if anything. She's yet to do the advice.
If she's anything like you, good luck.
This is it. This is literally in black and white. You've got it. All three boys were easier than having one girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that must have been in your house, because in my house, it was the complete opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, the boy was more dramatic.
No, I have got to say, my teenage years weren't the best behaved, so to say. Wasn't that nice to my mum and dad, you know? Oh. But what teenager ever is, you know?
So if
she's anything like me, I've got it coming. But, you know, we calm down. We're nice now. You know? You know?
I don't know, you're trying to give it to her.
Just a bit of trouble. But, yeah, no, my brothers are very, very easygoing. They're like, don't do this. They're like, okay. Like, we was me and my two youngest brothers, so it leaves the old one. We was all having a conversation the other day about how, like, being told off by dad, things like that, like things he's done, like things that we've done. My older brother was just sitting quiet like this. And I was like, you've never been told off by dad like that, have you? And he was like, no.
No idea what you're talking about.
He literally couldn't join in the conversation at all. I was like, wow.
What do you see? Because obviously you want to be a working mum. So, like, how do you see yourself being a mum? Oh God, in a month's time. How scary is that?
I know, I know. I don't know. I just feel like she's going to be in here forever. I'm not even convinced she's coming out.
Because when I first met you, I was like, wow, you don't even look 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So it's really like blows my mind that next month, or maybe even the next time I see you, you will be with child.
I know. I don't know. It's strange to me too as well. I don't know. I'm just, I don't know. We're just manifesting the safe delivery, and then anything else that comes after, I feel like we'll just go with the flow. As long as she's like actually, you know, healthy, safe. I've had a healthy, safe delivery as well. Then I think we're going to bounce back. Well, we'd like to bounce back pretty quick, you know. I don't want to lose everything that I've worked towards purely just because I've had a baby.
Yeah, of course.
Some things, obviously, you naturally have to take the back seat on, like you can't do certain things anymore. But
bottomless brunches are out the window.
Yeah. So, well, unless you're babysitting, then I can still go. But you win some, you lose some. But I feel, I don't know, I think it's going to be cute. Like, take her to Old MacDonald's Farm.
Oh, I love that you've already planned all of the things that you're going to do.
Yeah, sensory rooms.
Matching outfits.
Oh, 100%. Matching and catch me wearing headbands. Oh. Matching bows.
As well, like when we were talking about work and being a working mum, like obviously, even though I don't think that there's been that traditional formal announcement, I think it's well known that you are part of the same management and about the whole female empowerment vibe. So like, what really attracted you to like kind of working in this environment and like wanting to be surrounded by more women?
I think, again, being pregnant showed me from previous experiences, still being pregnant, how I'd like to work with a team. And I feel like sometimes men don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, so say if I said, I really need to push this deadline back, like I am not well, they were like, okay, well, it needs to be done. And that is kind of not how it works. Like if I'm like, there's been situations where I've said like my back has like, it's locked itself out and I cannot stand up and walk. So I don't know how you expect me to go and actively go out, do a promo and then come back. I can't move. And I feel like it's that understanding with women, like even like with period pains, things like that, men don't get it.
Being treated as dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, okay, like I get it hurts a bit, but go and do it. It's like, if I could do it and it hurts a bit, I would have done it by now.
Yeah, of course.
You know? So I feel like it's just that, having that understanding as a woman, being a woman, you know? It's the same
with
emotional support and respect, like you say. And I feel like I could still work at this management with a baby because I'd feel comfortable leaving her. Not leaving her, but giving her on the side.
Around,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Stacey Solomon does. She takes it to work, doesn't she? What's the baby's name? Rose.
I was going to say, like, Stacey Solomon.
That was really bad. That was bad. But no, she takes Rose to work and she just chills while she films.
Like she's a really good role model in terms of like being a working mum because she has more than one, doesn't she?
She got four.
Yeah, and she has a very successful career. So, you know, if Stacey Solomon can make it work, then...
Exactly. Well, this is kind of who we're trying to follow in the footsteps of, so to say, because I feel like there's other mum influencers that are very much like, oh, I cut star-shaped sandwiches, like my house is spotless, like I do all these sensory things. And I feel like that can kind of make other mums feel bad because they put out such a perfect image of how they are as a mum that it can make others feel bad that they're not doing the same thing. So I do just want to be completely transparent, say when I'm having bad days, say when she's having bad days, and also share all the good times together as well. So I do still want it to be very transparent that we are a very much a normal family.
Like normalising the bad days of motherhood.
Exactly, exactly. I've done it with my pregnancy and on social media, I've had so many DMs just going, you knew what you were signing up for, so why are you moaning about it?
Were they for men by any chance?
No, they were. But it's like, I'm not moaning about it, I'm sharing that I'm not having a good day today being pregnant. That doesn't mean because I chose to keep the pregnancy and see it through, become a mum, that I now have to enjoy the bad days and sometimes how it has made me feel, you know?
Yeah. Do you feel like that maybe is part of the public pressure that you're receiving, that you have to look like you're happy with everything all of the time?
Yeah, 100%. I could never say like, oh, I'm hating my pregnancy today. They'd be like, wow, so you don't want his baby, knew he shouldn't have been with you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah. So basically you can't win, but I feel like that's any woman in any industry at this point. But I always end the episodes of the podcast with the same question.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to somebody who doubts you and your future success based on the fact you are a woman?
Hmm.
And a pregnant one for that.
I don't know. I can't really say what I'd say, really. You know?
Not PG, basically,
no,
is what
I'm
getting.
Not PG. How do I word it? I don't know. Like, you just have to filter people out like that, don't you? Like, if someone was to come up to me and say, you're not going to be this, you're literally just a mum now, take the back seat. I think you just use that as your motivation to step up, you know, on the ladder and show them what you can be. You know?
Yeah,
no. I feel like there's not much you can say, in a way.
I think this is the thing about being a woman, and especially one that's about to be a mother, is that it just shows a lot of strength, because even deciding that you're going to put somebody else before you is like a massive amount of effort anyway.
But this is what I mean. This is where the energy goes. So if I get bad comments like that, I'm purely, I'm just going to have to filter them out, because there's no way that I could let them affect my mental health when I'm like I've got something so amazing from it, you know? So she would be my pure focus, love and attention. If I get bad comments on the side, I can't let them start tearing my mental health down, because that'll only affect me and her, you know? So yeah.
Of course, no.
Priorities.
No, definitely. And I think that's something that's really important. And I'm really grateful that you got to share like that intimate side of your relationship and what it's like to be pregnant and young and a future working mother.
Yeah.
And I could tell at some points you wanted to tear up a little bit. So I'm really grateful that you shared all those with me, and I'm really grateful that you were a guest on my podcast. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I've had a very good time.